Good morning. It's June 14th, 2011. The time is 6:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a cloudy Tuesday morning. I just got done putting my flag up on the front porch, and I'm out here on the back porch doing this audio boo. The flag is up today because today is a day that is known as Flag Day in America. Today is Flag Day, which it's not an official federal holiday, but it is a day to commemorate the adoption of the U.S. flag by our Second Continental Congress, which occurred on June 14th, 1777, many years ago. For me, it's always an honor and a privilege to put my flag up, my U.S. flag up, to show my support, and it represents, every time I do see the flag, it represents for me to remember those that have paved the way and have shaped this great country that I live in, the United States, to where it is. I know there's a lot of work to be done and whatnot, but just those individuals that really were regular individuals that did have a significant impact on how this country developed. And one of those individuals, when I did put the flag up a few weeks back on D-Day, it was Frank Fulbrook, which there was an article in a local publication here that comes out weekly, called The Penny Saver, The Illegal Penny Saver. And I'll put a link to this article in the comments below, but real briefly, when I do display the flag, I always remember those veterans before me. I am a veteran, but my works are small compared to the likes of Frank Fulbrook and his comrades in arms when they hit the beaches of Normandy. I did do an audio boo prior to this one, indicating I didn't know Frank, but I came across this article yesterday where it sort of tells a little bit about Frank, a little bit more about Frank that I didn't know, that I knew he was on the beaches of Normandy, but he was a combat infantry that was part of the first wave on Omaha Beach in Normandy, and he carried a flamethrower. And on the beach, he was wounded in the left arm and left thigh, and where he recovered, I guess, from that, where he was later injured when his foxhole took a mortar shell that took him out of the war when him and his comrades marched from Normandy into Germany, where he took the hit. I guess it was in from the article here, it says the Ruhr Valley on a hillside. So it's individuals like Frank there that when I do raise my flag, I think of what they have done to give all Americans here in the United States what we have today. And I could say I'm also honored and privileged to see the U.S. flag every morning when I do drive into work, where I'm currently employed, because there's a flag, actually there's three flag poles, but there's a flag pole at the main entrance that has that this flies the and displays the U.S. Flag. Thus was the same way when I served my country on the whatever military installation I was at, there was, the flag was always flying on the base. And the flag does mean a lot. It's a symbol, represents to me the greatness of this country. Though we do have our faults, just like anything as far as in some of the things, but this I do believe and have strong feelings that the country that I do live in is a great country. So that's all I have for this morning. You be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now.